I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. A little basketball going on today? What's that, a little March Madness?
March Madness, baby. It's March. And it's goddamn madness.
Wait, those aren't ladies. Where's the ladies?
I don't think they play basketball.
I thought that was the all that was being talked about this year.
It's not basketball. They don't play basketball.
Oh. I'm pretty sure they do because I was just listening to something.
I've never seen it.
They said the ratings for the girls' basketball was better than any of the men's basketball.
Boy, I'd be hard-pressed to believe that since I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've never seen a woman play basketball. Literally never seen a woman with a basketball in her hands.
Oh, I have.
I've never seen it.
In high school, I dated a girl. She was on the team.
Was it good?
Well, you know, there was a little bit of back and forth, a little ribbing going on, so eventually we had a little one-on-one in the driveway, and you know, it's one of the few times I ever beat anyone at any type of sport.
And I played basketball against you.
Yeah, I'm horrible at basketball.
I will say.
That's my weakest.
I will say.
And I'm not good at any of
them. You're tall, lanky guy.
Yeah.
You play pretty good defense. You put effort in.
Well, maybe I could do that, I guess. But I can't dribble the ball. I can't handle the ball.
I'm not good at basketball either. I don't think I crushed you. I think I was really hard pressed to.
We were both shooting a lot of air balls. A lot of just.
The only way I could score is to come in and kind of
get close.
Push you out of the way. But still, you're such a tall guy.
Most of the shots that we took from
any type of distance
just went.
Well, after a while, me driving to the hole, now I just finally got tired. Like, everybody played basketball. Like,
I'm so out of shape always. Right. So it's like, wait, I didn't think I'd be this tired just from playing a little basketball.
Basketball's tough.
It's miserable. I don't understand it. I mean, some people love exercise, but.
I finally lost to my youngest.
To your youngest at basketball?
Yeah, in the driveway.
When did you lose to your oldest? When was
around
the first time
age, around 13, the same age, 14, somewhere around there.
Okay.
I mean, you know, 10-9.
Yeah.
It was close, but.
But you can still beat him up.
Yeah, I could beat the youngest one.
Your youngest. The oldest, now, I don't know.
I'd kick the oldest ass.
Yeah, I know you say that. I think in your mind it's a mental thing, partially.
I think it's a mental thing for him, too.
That's what I'm saying. And so that for him, he's maybe, you know, going to feel like he can't do it, I guess. Or.
It's dad strength.
Yeah, and also just.
But I think you see, with you not being a dad.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that in a bad way, but you don't understand. if you were, and now I understand why my dad was always stronger than I thought he was. Like, there was a point where I was like, I can kick this guy's ass. That I thought that would happen at 14 or 15, maybe 16. It didn't happen until like 17 or so. Because if there is, yes, a mental part of it, if I'm fighting my dad, there's a mental part of it like, should I be doing this? Do I want to do this? Right? But if you're a dad, you understand at that moment that you have to fight like you might die.
Right.
Because everything you have is counting on this. Yeah. You come at it. That's when they're like, what is dad's strength? Dad's strength against their son is goddamn survival. I would fight like I was fighting a bear.
Okay.
Where your son ain't going to come at you like that.
He's in practice here in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
This is it.
Right. He's okay. Like, are we really doing this? You're like,
right.
We have to do it, right? Right. I have to win. It is, it's everything. Everything lays on this moment right now.
But at some point.
Because if I lose the world champion, at some point it happens, and then you walk away meekly, just like my father did.
Well, I mean, it doesn't literally happen for everyone or even maybe most people.
I think it happens for everyone when the time comes when they know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How do you know?
You
just, it's that time that you look each other in the eye.
Your dad knew.
And you know that your dad, you think that the kid knows? He knows his dad knows?
Everybody knows.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it doesn't even have to come to it. There's an argument.
Yeah.
And there becomes a time where everybody knows that if this goes out in the parking lot, this ain't going your way, old man.
Yeah.
And for a long time, he's like, you're underestimating dad's strength. And then there becomes a point where if this goes out in the parking lot, old man,
you're
overestimating. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they start using other stuff. Like, I'm going to quit paying for your insurance.
Exactly.
As soon as your dad says, he says he's not going to beat your ass, and he says, I'm going to quit paying for your insurance.
Yep.
That's when he knows he can't beat your ass.
Taking you off our health insurance.
Right.
You got to get your own place.
Exactly.
Whatever it is.
Right. That's all we have left anymore.
Yeah. I remember my friend's older brother getting in a fight with his dad that I witnessed. He was 19 or 20. Hell, he was probably 20 years old. And he was known around town as a guy who liked to fight. He'd kick people's asses. People were kind of scared of him.
Right.
And he stood up one day. His dad was screaming. He stood up one day and went towards his dad to attack him. Now, his dad was skinny. His dad had been sitting at the fireplace smoking a cigarette, still had his tie on from work.
Mm-hmm.
And the son stands up and he walks over. And I mean, I really thought like, oh my God, he's going to kill his father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of a blur, but his dad just took a swing out of nowhere. And his son was on the ground.
Yeah.
That was it. And his dad was like, if you ever step to me again, I'll hit you more than once.
Yeah.
And this dad was like the sweetest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I'd never really seen him get
because
that upset.
Because we all know it.
He must have had that thought, like, this is it. He's getting up.
Right.
He's getting off the couch. He's 20 years old.
Well, there's that story, and I've seen it on Instagram, too, where the kid comes downstairs. He tells his brother, I'm fighting dad today. And they're teenagers.
I don't know that I've seen that.
It's like, I'm fighting dad today. And the brother's like, okay. And apparently they had some sort of falling out, right?
Yeah.
And he walks outside, and he said, my dad's outside smoking a cigar, drinking a beer. And he comes out, he says, I'm kicking your ass, old man. And he said, my dad was like, okay. And he stood up, walked towards him. He said, are you sure this is what you want to do? And the kid was like, goddamn right it is. He said, my dad kicked him in the balls so hard. And he just fell on the ground. He didn't drop his beer or his cigar.
Right.
And walked inside.
My hands are full, and I need to make sure this works.
Right, I want
to
make sure. And I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you sure you want to do
this? Right, that his own father would do this. I mean, the betrayal. But you know what?
Right.
You step to me.
Yep.
That's it. If you want to square off, and
well,
I
ain't coming. I don't keep anything in my house that I can't kick its ass.
Well,
I don't want to be coming to my house, my kid with his foot up in my chair. I mean, like, hey, get on my chair. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Well, if your kid, you're like, what are you going to do about it?
I know he's strong.
But you still got the other, you know, avenues. Like you said, you can say, I'm going to take off the insurance.
Right.
I'm going to, you know, that's what you got left. Because at some point.
Well, if he was as mad at each other, he would kick my ass.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. He's stronger than me. He's faster than me. He's smarter than me.
But knowing how to fight is a thing, or just at least having been in a fight before, knowing you can take a hit, even if it's been years, just knowing, I think, that you can take a hit and that it's not the end of the world. And I don't know how many times he's been hit, but I know that you used to like to fight. So I think that goes a long way.
It does. Getting hit the first time is a big thing.
Yeah, because for a lot of people, they go their whole lives just trying not to get hit.
Right.
Don't, because it's almost like, I don't think I'll be able to survive.
And once you get hit once, you kind of, you understand.
Yeah.
Like, it only hurts so bad.
That's why you see some people.
I mean, unless you're, like we talk about, you're not fighting Mike Tyson. You're fighting a regular human being. It only hurts so bad.
Right. And usually those people end up, suddenly they're getting in more fights after that. You know, it's like, oh, he never got into a fight and then got in a fight. And now he's getting into fights. Well, yeah, because he knows he can get hit. Doesn't mean he's any good at fighting.
No.
Some of the people I knew in high school that loved to fight the most were little and not necessarily great at fighting at all. Not even for their size. They got hit a lot. One guy in particular. And he was constantly looking for fights. But I think he just had a lot of inner anger, had a lot of unresolved issues with his father.
So Ozzie said, my dad was the sweetest, most gentle man. He kicked both of my brother's asses at separate times. Because they pick fights. What a weird phenomenon. It's true.
My dad was the sweetest, nicest. You'll attest to that.
I agree.
Very, very sweet, nice guy.
Yeah.
Didn't ever really yell at us or anything. There was none of that. But one day, he got mad at my oldest brother, and he got,
got
physical. And, I mean, at that point, my dad was, he had to have been 60 at that point when that happened. And my brother would have been in his late 20s. And,
it happens in every family.
He pulled him out of bed.
Yeah.
Threw him against the wall.
I'm telling you. So it didn't happen with you, but it happens in every family. My dad tells a story. My grandfather was 5'7", 5'8".
Okay.
And all of 150 pounds, maybe.
Okay.
Now, he was an in-shape guy, but he was 5'8", 155. Mm-hmm. He was in shape, though. And my dad came back from college, and maybe he didn't come home one night, and my grandpa was like, hey, well, you're living here, you come home at night. And my dad was like, what are you going to do, Mr. Short Pants or something, right?
Okay.
So your
dad was bigger than him.
Yes, by a lot.
Okay.
And my dad was probably 5'11", 220.
Okay.
And he said my grandpa, and they would talk about it over dinner and stuff when we were all together smoking cigars. My grandpa came around the kitchen table and grabbed him by his belt. And my dad was laughing, like, what are you going to do? And he said he picked him up over his head, carried him to the canal that they lived on, and threw him in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And I asked my grandma, he said, how? He's like, I couldn't lift that much weight ever again.
Right.
I was like, so mad. And that was it. Dad's strength is about, I cannot let this kid talk to me like that.
Right.
And I was like, could you pick up? He's like, I could not pick up 220 pounds over my head. But it was just that moment where it was like, this has to happen.
Yep.
It's like the moms who lift
the car up,
right?
The baby's dads lift their boys and throw them in the river. Throw them in the goddamn river.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Looks like some very big news out of Moscow. It looks like a Tarek right now at a concert venue. When I say concert venue, this place looks massive. The videos,
6,000 seat venue.
Okay, and it looks like an arena.
9,527 people venue.
Oh wow, okay.
The event was sold out.
Okay.
Picnic, formed in 1978, was to play Crocus City Hall.
Okay.
West of central Moscow. The multi-level facility in Krasnogorsk.
You got it.
Has a maximum capacity of 9,527 people.
It's kind of crazy that it only holds that many, because the video's from outside, like in the entryway, it almost looks like an airport. It's so big. There's giant escalators going up, and yeah, I guess it could just
like
be part
the
of
inside of a big arena.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of surprised that the max is 9,000, but
yeah.
You can see in the video that I just watched, you can see at least four guys walking around with guns, just shooting people,
that
just executing them.
Horrible.
And there's a couple of those videos. And then I guess after this, they lit the place on fire.
Threw explosives, lit it on fire. One of the two, but it's on fire.
While the audience was in there for this show,
uh-huh.
Which, Laszlo, you just said was a sold-out show.
Yeah, but they hadn't played yet.
So, okay.
So they, your 6,000 number might be how many people they think were in there at the time. Because they said they were planned to headline.
Well, I'm looking at, trying to get the most recent.
But this is crazy.
It looks like it's gone now.
U.S. citizens in Moscow had been warned to avoid large gatherings earlier this month because of heightened fears of a terrorist attack. The U.S. Embassy in Russia capital said it was monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. told its citizens this is happening.
And Putin said they're just trying to scare everyone. Don't worry about that.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, now, of course, you go, all right, well, who would the likely suspects be? But you immediately start thinking, is this an inside job?
False flag.
Is this a false flag with the war in Ukraine going on? And is that, and did the United States get intelligence of that? Let's just say that it's not, though. I don't know how conspiratorial that is to think like that. I mean, we know how Putin acts,
right,
though.
Right.
So it wouldn't be the craziest
thing. Immediately,
I mean,
you think Ukraine. It could be Wagner. I don't think it'd be Navalny. Well,
it says Russia's FSB security service said Thursday that it had foiled a planned attack by an Afghan offshoot of the Islamic State terrorist group on a synagogue in the Kaluga region, southwest of Moscow.
Okay, so if this was an offshoot of ISIS or something, yeah, then that would dispel rumors of false flag, right? Because in order to, if it's going to be
a false... Well, don't take credit
for it. Well, right, but I'm saying if that's who we thought it was, if the United States thought that's who it was, and there's some imagery or whatever, that's who it was. Because if it's going to be a false flag, then Putin would have to say that they're Ukrainian, right? Presumably.
Ukrainian, Chechnyan.
Right, that they're trying so they can ramp up their efforts and justify ramped up efforts in Ukraine. I don't, you know, I wouldn't think at least that there would be a reason for him to say it was ISIS or an offshoot of ISIS. I didn't, you know, I don't know much about Russia, but if the United States was already warning about it, they knew something. They got intelligence of some sort, and the FSB, which is their CIA, is saying they're talking about it openly, even though Putin's saying
well,
it's
the US
just
said
scary.
That, yeah, Putin was like, no, like they're just trying to scare Russians. You know, they're trying to, you know, drum up fear, but everything's fine. You know?
Right, but then his own FSB says we just foiled a plot.
Right.
And
they did.
And then you wonder what kind of
a cell of the Afghan branch of the international terrorist organization Islamic State, which is banned in Russia. It said members were planning to commit a terrorist attack against one of the Jewish religious institutions in Moscow. The FSB said in a statement given to the state-run news agency.
Wow.
The FSB said the group was planning to shoot members of the congregation. It added that its officers engaged in a firefight with militants before its officers neutralized them.
Oh.
So
who knows?
What do you mean?
I don't about how that relate, you know, what the FSB thing and the CIA thing relates to this thing. It's still, you know, we don't, I guess there's just a lot of unknowns. I'm looking at the pictures of what I assume are fairly recent ones, the most recent ones I can find. I mean, it's a cloud of smoke. It looks like there's nothing left.
No, yeah, it's all.
I mean, how long ago would this have been happening?
When I checked at the start of the show, and that said like 24 minutes was like the first one I had seen. So it's very recent from what I can tell.
Yeah, I'm reading this story here. I don't know. This says three people again.
That's weird.
I see a lot of three people. You see four, but again,
just in this one video,
at least 40 people were killed and more than 200 were injured after armed attackers opened fire inside a popular concert venue complex near to Moscow. Three armed men opened fire inside.
Well, that's what I was saying. That there's three armed men there, but there's one guy who at the end of that video starts pulling out explosives. I feel like he was the explosive guy or whatever.
And then he grabs a gun too, though. So it looks like, I mean, I would count this as.
Does this RIA Novosti reported that three men opened fire with automatic weapons and threw a grenade or incendiary bomb, which started a fire.
Yeah. So three of them have their guns out right at the beginning, and then towards the end of this, you see the other
guy.
But
he's definitely with them.
Yeah, and then they hand him the gun.
Yeah, he's with them.
The gun, you can see it. I mean, the end of the barrel is on fire from the guy shooting it, and they hand it to him. So. I think it's safe to assume that he's part of that group.
Yeah, and they're all walking together.
And they're all walking. He doesn't look scared as he's walking in.
No, they're all walking.
He may
together,
not be armed, but he's walking in
away.
With them. Yeah, he doesn't seem to be scared. He seems to be part of that group. And then they hand him a weapon.
Why do they have the video? Why do they keep saying
that? Maybe they didn't have this video at the time that the.
Yeah. Well, this is 17 minutes ago.
Right, but it's all happening right now. So I don't know. Let's see how long ago this video was at least posted here. Well, I guess, it's hard to know. Within the hour.
Yeah.
Within the hour. So it's all happening right now. It's one of those things where will change probably by the time we're done today.
Yep.
So.
That's bad.
I don't even know what you say in situations like this. I know people say your thoughts are with people and your thoughts and prayers, but
it's not wrong to say that, even though it's kind of cliche now. It's not wrong to say that.
That's the question, right? Because you are thinking about
this
is a horrible thing.
It's trivial to say, you know, my thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
with
we're
them.
Thinking about it. Yeah. And if you're a spiritual person.
Yeah.
But it's certainly.
It's one thing to say if, like, you were talking about, you know, in the U.S. with gun control.
I think that's the problem, is that it's used. People it's used say, so often. You can't just use that as, okay, well, that solves it for today. Right. Let's move on to the next
but
thing.
But you can still have your thoughts and prayers with people,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's bad. What was the place in France?
Bataclan.
Bataclan.
It's very similar to that.
At Bataclan,
that was like
how many people
guys.
Were involved? Okay, like three or four guys.
Like
and now, they didn't
guys.
Light it on fire, though, right? Or did they
not
try
I remember.
To?
No, because, no, they didn't.
They certainly didn't burn it down.
Because
I remember
and
at the end of
afterwards.
It. Yeah.
And, yeah.
But I don't know if they tried to or not. And who did that? Who was responsible?
I think that was ISIS.
It was something like
Islamic
that.
Islamic group, I feel like.
Okay. That's what it was. I don't know. You don't hear about Al-Qaeda anymore.
Yeah,
so.
But I feel like it's some kind of jihadist.
It's like ISIS and
I could be totally wrong about
places.
That.
No, I think you're right, because wasn't there some sort of anti-Semitism involved in that?
I think
too?
So.
You mix these terrorist
right.
attacks
but
up and try to remember.
But Bataclan is very similar to what, you know, that's the first thing I thought of. It's very similar to this.
You know, the thing about Bataclan, when we got those videos that came out later from inside the venue, and you hear like Josh going, what was that? Or whatever he says. He says something, right?
Yeah.
Because you hear those shots, and then when you see the guys on stage, Jesse the Devil.
Yeah,
and you see them go running,
yeah.
and you see that panic. I mean, having that audio and being inside that room, and just suddenly that feeling of claustrophobia and the fear, just imagining what it would be like to be
right.
in that situation.
Right.
This looks horrible, and I'm sure they'll probably end up getting more video because social media. Right?
Yeah,
it'll get out.
Yeah.
Right. I can't believe that this person who took this video that you sent me, they're taking it from a balcony above,
mm-hmm.
looking down, and you can see these escalators. And so there's literally just a little balcony. If you've ever been to Power and Light at Westport, it looks like they're leaning over kind of the railing
yeah.
there, because it's about that far up and just looking down. And these guys are unloading on people, and whoever's filming is just staying there.
Has
actually
a steady,
zooms
has
in.
A steady
has a steady
arm.
Steady arm stays in
yeah.
one spot, zooms in at one point, and I'm thinking, I would not be able to do that.
No.
I would be running as far
running.
Away from that gunfire as
yeah.
possible, especially now that I've made it upstairs and I might have a chance, probably a good chance,
yeah.
of getting out of here, because they don't seem to be headed my direction.
No, if I'm up there, like I'm immediately running.
I'm not waiting for them to turn and look at me.
Pull my phone out. No, not
yeah.
a chance.
Yeah. So, I mean, could they be with them?
Yeah. I mean, there's a thought that they want, you know, media out of, I don't
yep.
know. Who
yep.
knows?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I can't speculate. I have no idea.
Yeah. No. But, you can say that if you were that person with the – if you were the person standing on that balcony, you'd be running, right? You wouldn't be filming.
Yeah.
I mean, you start hearing gunfire and they're shooting people
unless there's nowhere to go. Like, you know, there's you have to go down at that point.
Right.
Like,
but it looks
you know, like
because
you have
of
to go
where
down
I
where
thought
they
I was safe. Like, I don't know where that they're in relation
yeah.
to what
right.
that is. And
right.
if I thought I was safe and the video may help –
yeah.
Then maybe I'll be like, hey, I should get this on video. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, the camera pans a little bit at the beginning. You can see he's on whatever level he's on. There are cars next to him. So it looks like he could go that direction. But yeah. And some people just they're the ones who film. I'm not the one who films. I always think, you know, I know people film stuff, but maybe it's because of my age. It does not cross my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's fight or flight, not fight, flight, or film.
Right.
Like, I'm out of there. Like, I'm running, or I'm fighting
exactly.
something.
And even if it's something that just looks, you know, you're somewhere and, I don't know, something that's not necessarily imminent danger,
mm-hmm.
but people start pulling out their phones, then my thought is, well, if these other people got it, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've just kind of at some point decided, like, I'm not the person who films this stuff. Not me.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Doom scroll.
Well, the big story yesterday, one of the big stories yesterday was the Justice Department coming out and saying, yo, Apple, tone it back a bit. You're a monopoly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Merrick Garland out there giving that press conference. I don't know if you saw any of that, but he says, you know, they monopolize the smartphone market, and they do it because they practice uncompetitive practices. I don't know. The smartwatches only work on their phones. I mean, all the stuff that we've heard other companies complain about before. But the Justice Department coming out and giving a press conference, that's a pretty big deal. We've said before that the things that companies got in trouble for, like in the 90s, or like what Microsoft, which is a good example because it's a tech company, what they got in trouble for and lost that case was so much that today would not get you in any trouble. And they say that that's because, at least in that documentary, after Microsoft lost that lawsuit, that's when the tech company's like, we need lobbyists. And so, you know, and that logically makes sense.
Lots of them.
And lots of them. And so since then, they've had lots of lobbyists who make sure that they're able to do these things. But I guess, you know, you can only go so far before somebody steps in and says, you know, you got to stop.
Now, the Justice Department joining more than a dozen states here in a nearly 90-page complaint. It says Apple deliberately makes its products less compatible with its competitors' devices, driving up costs for consumers.
That Apple has consolidated its monopoly power, not by making its own products better, but by making other products worse. Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
Because companies break the law. I don't know what the law is.
What law are they breaking?
Know, something about, you know, being not competitive enough. I don't really know. Some of those, I guess you still have these old monopoly laws in place. You don't see them used all that often. I like to think, I'm sure we all do, that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But whenever I do see some company get in trouble, I'm like, that's just totally random, or they didn't pay their lobbyists, they didn't pay their congressman, whatever. Like when the SEC stops a deal, is the SEC the one who can stop companies from merging? Is that whoever it is that has to look into it? The FTC, whatever. When they look into those, you know, it's like it seems like they let them go. Yeah, sure, merge. Listen, Disney wants to buy up everything that's left. Okay, sure, go ahead. And they keep going, and then suddenly they'll just stop one, and it feels like every now and then, like, oh, we haven't stopped one in a while.
That's so exactly how it feels.
It does.
Yeah, but what is this one stopping? They're not stopping it.
It feels like they haven't come out and you know really put their foot down about anyone
antitrust
being
monopoly.
Yeah, any anti violating antitrust laws. These big tech companies that are worth literally trillions now coming out and saying, hey, you know what? This is not competitive. This is anti-competitive. You're violating antitrust laws. Something that other companies have been accusing you of in the media for a long time.
Right.
But you know what can they do about it? What's Spotify going to do about it? They sue. A lot of these companies have sued. But ultimately, if anything's going to happen, the Justice Department would have to agree and say, yeah, you know. Now, I don't know if this means that they would have to sell something off, or that they would say, hey, you know, if you break up the company, if you split your news thing off, if you split your music.
What are they trying to do?
That's stuff that they've talked about in the past. I really don't know what would make the Justice Department happy right now. You know, he was talking about some specific things during that press conference. Like, he talked about the watch. I'm trying to remember other things. And I thought, well, so is that enough? Because it sort of feels like Merrick Garland saying, like, give me something. Yeah, make the watch work with an Android. You know what I mean? And that's not really what anyone's been complaining about. I've really not heard anyone complain about that. But go ahead and do a couple things so it looks like, in good faith, you know, you're doing something and you're not being anti-competitive. But I also
make
think,
their wa- I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, you can buy an Android watch and it'll work with your iPhone.
Right.
Right. But not the other way around. You can't buy. So I don't know why that was one of the things he used as an example, but it was. He talked about Apple Wallet, how Apple Wallet works and how they try and get banks and different companies to work with them and then get stuff to work on Apple Wallet. But, you know, because it's not open source like Android, all of that is proprietary and Apple stores all that and has all that knowledge and the banks can't get to it. I don't know. You can watch the press conference. I watched it and thought, those aren't the things that I thought you would say. If someone said, hey, he's going to come give this press conference and talk about them monopolizing the smartphone market, those aren't the things I thought he would talk about. And that's what made me wonder, is it because he's like, just do these things and then we'll still let you charge Amazon 30% for, you know, if they purchase something, if they purchase a book or music through the app or whatever it is that these companies have complained about, or, you know, not letting Spotify have access to Siri. I'm trying to think of the different complaints. There's been quite a few over the years, but it seems like a pretty big story. In good feel-good news, remember feel-good news?
Sure.
This is feel-good news. Footloose. Everyone seen it?
Yeah, of course.
Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. I don't know what year did that come out. 1979, 80, somewhere around there, right?
Okay.
So there is a high school in Utah. The town in Footloose was made up, but there is a high school in Utah where it's called Payson High School, and it's where they filmed Footloose. And it's actually kind of cool. I saw a news crew go in there, and they showed the school. The school has, hanging up around the hallways, pictures like these lockers here. And you almost get the impression like they didn't update the lockers, because these were the lockers that Kevin Bacon used in the movie. These are these things are all seen in the movie because they filmed the movie there.
Okay.
So the school does take pride in that. But the school is closing. They're building a new school.
And you can buy the locker?
No. The school is saying this is their last year, and the kids who are student council – and beyond, just a lot of the senior class and other students have said, hey, you know what? This is the last year. It's kind of sad. The Footloose school is going to be gone. We should get Kevin Bacon to come to prom. Now, you know, they didn't have like access to Kevin Bacon's agent. So sure. They just started using social media, like what most teenagers would do. Kevin Bacon caught wind of this, and they were smart. Kevin Bacon has a charity. It's called 6degrees.org.
Okay.
And the kids were smart. They incorporated a lot of his 6degrees.org stuff into their social media videos. And then it was always, you know, with them requesting kindly, is there any chance that you would come to our prom since it's going to be the last year the school's open? Well, they got a hold of them, or he got a hold of them, decided to have a FaceTime with them. They brought all the students into the gymnasium. Hey, Kevin Bacon would like to talk to you. And he says he's coming to prom, which is
nice.
It's pretty cool, right? He's
happy. What's going on, Payson High School? How are you guys doing? I have been so impressed with everything that's been going on there with this crazy idea to get me to come back. I've been amazed at the work that all of you have been putting into this with the, you know, the musical and the flash mobs and the recreations and the. So thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to come. I got to come.
I feel like it's been a while since we've heard a good celebrity prom story. Remember someone asked Justin Timberlake, was he the one that went to prom with somebody?
Yeah.
There's been a couple of them, and once you had social media, there's no guarantee that the celebrity's going to see your tweet or whatever, the direct message. But if you could get enough people to help out, there's always a chance. And you learn through a lot of those things. Hey, celebrities do look through. They do look at their mentions. Not all of them, but a lot of them do look at their mentions, and some of them, it would appear, maybe look at most of them, because they were able to get some of those celebrities to do stuff, and then it kind of seemed like that stopped being a thing. I'm sure kids are still asking celebrities to go to prom with them. Here's something, though, that you hope as a parent. What you hope is that your kid doesn't end up being the kid who senior year is asking, you know, Timberlake to go to prom, or because usually I feel like that's probably because they couldn't find a date, you know? Uh-huh. But maybe not. Maybe it's like, I've got a date, but I also would like Justin Timberlake to come. But in my mind, the people who are asking and the people who are granted those wishes, that's the other thing.
Jeremy's teacher's brother.
I'm just saying, like, It's when the celebrity sees a person and goes, oh, I should go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But this isn't one of those stories with Kevin Bacon. The school's closing down, so, you know.
Yeah, he's showing up.
It's a legitimately feel-good story.
Is he
going to
bring other Footloose stars?
He didn't say that I saw, but he said he's going to be there.
Very nice. So.
Yeah, he should bring Lithgow and, well, that's it. I don't know the other people. Who else was in that movie?
Chris Penn, but is he in it? But he might be dead.
Be honest, never watched it all the way through.
Ah.
I've seen, I know, like, Lithgow was the he was a minister and also...
He was.
Was he the mayor, too, or just the minister?
Minister and one of the kid's parents, right?
But he wasn't Kevin Bacon's parent, right?
Maybe the girl that
he
was
into, right? Okay. And they had banned dancing in the town.
Yeah, so like they had to go illegal. Outside of the town.
But then they start to catch a little bit of, you know, rhythms. Maybe someone's toe starts tapping. I remember their feet doing the thing on the bleachers. I've seen parts of it, right? But I think
in the end he gives in and maybe dances with his wife. And his wife is like,
Lithgow does?
On. Yeah.
Maybe it's I have seen the whole thing.
Come on.
That sounds right. I could see sure. A lot of people, not even necessarily super young, but just a lot of people having not seen that. Snow Cone, have you ever seen it? Honestly, Footloose?
Nope.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker's in it?
She is? Okay. Yeah. Ah, man, I really don't remember that movie that well. It's not one, I don't think it's one at least that you're like, that's one of my favorites that I rewatch all the time.
Oh,
I know it's like a classic 80s movie, but it's not one, it's not like one of those John Hughes movies that people talk about. They've seen it 100 times. It's just, it's totally iconic, but when it came on TV, I was like, yeah, I don't want to watch this. In sad news, Riley Strain, the MU student who went missing in Nashville, was found. His body was found, unfortunately, and obviously not good.
We're following breaking news right now. Metro Police confirmed they have found the body of missing college student from Missouri, Riley Strain. The body was found in the Cumberland River near 61st Avenue North around 7:30 this morning. 22-year-old Strain disappeared while on a fraternity trip here in Nashville on March 8th, today marking 2 weeks since his disappearance.
That's crazy. 2 weeks, like exactly. And then at least that the news came out, they found him. They made it sound like they found him today. And I know that the parents, the family, the loved ones, they knew, but still, you allow yourself, I'm sure, to have some sliver of hope. I don't know what scenario you can work up in your mind when you're still alive, but you work up something, right? That he's confused, that he's in a hospital that we haven't checked, that he's somewhere, or even maybe that he ran away for some reason and he's going to call. But, you know, they knew, but I'm sure that doesn't change the fact that even if they did know, doesn't change the fact that that news has got to just be the absolute horrifying. Worst thing that could ever, ever, ever happen to a parent. A Michigan teacher.
Hey, real quick. Yeah. Did you know that Tom Cruise and Rob Lowe were both offered the Footloose?
No, I did not.
And it didn't work out. Rob Lowe was hurt and Tom Cruise did all the right moves instead. Mm.
I wonder if that was the right move, mm-hmm. huh? Because I feel like Footloose is a little more iconic,
nice.
Right?
Nice.
Bacon.
Right? Like, not all the right moves.
Bacon had been offered the main role for the Stephen King film Christine.
Mm.
But then he turned that down and did Footloose.
That was probably okay. I mean, it all worked out for us.
And Madonna was offered the...
role of Christine.
The role of Lori. The one that Laurie Singer played, which was the girlfriend of Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's the best. He just seems like the absolute best. Of all the celebrities, he seems like... Who wouldn't like that? Who wouldn't want to hang out with that guy and be friends with that guy? Does anyone not like him? Not even like him. Does anyone here not love him? You love Kevin Bacon,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
He's just the best. And he's good. He's good.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. And yet he just keeps working. So he does so many movies. He does do a lot of bad movies. I'll be honest. Just because he's in it, you're not like, ooh, there's a new Kevin Bacon movie. I'll bet it's awesome. It's more like, oh, he's in it. What's this one? What's this one? You can't even keep up. But
well,
he's so
it's
good.
Also,
he's just a working actor.
He is, but it's also like he could star in three films and you're like, oh, that's Kevin Bacon. He's
right.
Just a side part.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. He's just.
You never know.
He stays busy, and whatever he's doing, I'm sure he's doing it for the right reasons because he seems like a good guy. Married to his wife for however many years, right? I like him. We should go to that prom at Payson.
Well, he's got Beverly Hills Cop really Axel excited. F coming out.
Who does?
He does.
Oh, Kevin Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the new Beverly Hills Cop. Is that for Prime? I can't remember which streaming service it is. Bringing back those late sequels. I guess maybe it could work. It hasn't really worked yet. I don't know. I know the Beetlejuice teaser's out. It's just a teaser. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys are fans. I watched it. I was like, you know, it's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
It's the cast.
Mm-hmm.
You're surprised at how many people are going to be on
Netflix.
So it might be good. You know,
Beverly Hills Cop will be on Netflix.
Oh, that's a Netflix one. Okay, mm-hmm. But we're going to take a break. But please feel free on Twitch to tell me what is one of those sequels that that took 20 years, 30 years, whatever, that ended up being pretty good. Mm-hmm. I have to think about that.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets. Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All right, well, the biggest story of the day, I guess all the speculation and conspiracy theories over the last, how long has it been, so going a month?
She hasn't been seen since Christmas.
Been seen since Christmas. I don't know when they started saying something is up. I didn't hear
last
about
month
it.
Or so.
Yeah, it's been, I would say, a month at most that I've heard people talking about it. But then, of course, the last few weeks, it's been constant. Kate Middleton, she posted the picture, and then the AP said, no, forget it. And it looks like they were right, because she went in for, scheduled abdominal surgery is what the public was told. And then that was it. And then, there's nothing to it. And then there were rumors that she might be in a coma. There were rumors that the surgery had gone poorly, and she was intubated and the whole deal. There were rumors that she had cancer. I think I'm almost positive that Buckingham Palace put out a statement saying that the surgery that she went in for was not for a cancer surgery. It was not cancer related. But, and I guess that could still be true, because now Kate has come out and says, well, she does have cancer. But she also says that when she went in for surgery, they thought it wasn't cancer. Mm. And then they found the cancer, and now she's undergoing chemo. She's too young. I think this is scary.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
Okay, so they don't say what kind of cancer it is. So King Charles, he went in for an unrelated surgery, and they found out he had cancer, and he started undergoing chemo. She goes in for, I guess, I don't know that this is unrelated, but they're calling it unrelated surgery, and they find out that she has cancer. I'm curious what kind of cancer. I was looking for commenters on Reddit or somewhere to speculate, well, if it's down in your abdomen, where was it? And I thought, I shouldn't be looking at this.
No.
And right when I quit, Snowcone said it's probably intestinal cancer.
Ugh.
Killed someone that he knows. Who did it kill? Who'd you know?
Stepdad.
Oh, that's what he had, was intestinal cancer?
Cancer in a small intestine.
She's 42.
That's young.
It's not just that she's 42.
I also feel
she's
bad.
She's rich and in good shape.
I don't
shape.
Like any of it.
Right, she had to tell her kids about it.
Yeah,
and
people are like,
else.
Where is she? What's like? She didn't want to do it at this time. And then just with, so, and we were a part of it, talking about it, but it was social media and like, there's something up with her. Where is she? We need to know. Some dumbass on TikTok speculating. You know what I mean? Like,
and news outlets.
I didn't love any of it.
News outlets saying she's in a coma and stuff.
It didn't bother me at the time, but now, looking back on it, like, just feels like I was a part of it, and it's gross.
And I mean, it would be gross no matter what, but you do have to think about her family, her kids, the fact that she has kids.
Of course,
she
didn't
want to
say anything yet, right? But now it's all over.
And because her oldest, I don't know how old those kids are, but the oldest looked in that picture like old enough to get on TV
and all this stuff. Of course,
George is like 9 or 10.
Yeah, they
know people are asking.
They can try and shelter those kids from that, but they're gonna find out.
Yeah, I don't love
that stuff. So
I don't love the way all this went down.
Yeah, and it's
now the internet's a great thing. This is part of it that sucks.
She's, she's not only pretty young, but she's rich and she's like in good shape. It's just, I guess she's 42. I'm saying this because I'm 41. So I guess, I'm
42 is young, man.
No, it's young, but I guess it does happen sometimes.
Oh,
I mean,
it happens a lot.
Like, it happens
more
a lot,
than we'd like to.
Unfortunately. I don't know what the cutoff is where people stop saying, like, oh my God, at that age?
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, 42 is probably past it. But it's still
Casey
too young.
Casey Cheevan is right. People, let's just stick to watching porn and gambling on March Madness. We don't need to speculate where people are when they don't post on social media.
Yeah, except for the royal family.
Let's keep that to ourselves.
So that Idaho inmate that escaped, I don't know, did you see anything about his whole escape? Okay. They say he's a white supremacist. He was in prison. He's a pretty violent guy. I mean, look, when you see pictures of his face, you're like, hey, I think that guy's... He's probably in prison if I had to guess, knowing nothing about him. He's got
looking him up right now.
Tattoos on his face and everything. So he had injured himself in prison. Self-inflicted injuries of some sort. Had to go to the hospital. They have to take him out of the prison, take him to a hospital. Well, when he gets to the hospital, there's a friend of his. And that friend... Are you looking at pictures of him?
I am.
That friend of his... helps him escape. They shoot, I think it was three officers who were injured in the escape, and he manages to get out and get into a car, and the police said he's gone. We have pictures of the car. I think it was like a gray Honda Civic they were looking for yesterday or day before, and they assumed, I think that this guy who had helped him, who showed up, this friend of his, was the one who was driving this car, that maybe it was his car. Now today they're saying there's actually a third person. They have caught them, and they've also arrested a third person, a female. Looks like she was involved somehow in helping them. But they caught him, and they also said, we found two different elderly men murdered, and we're pretty sure that their murders were a result of this guy or these guys, whatever. And I mean, it sounds like they've got evidence. When the guy escaped, he still had cuffs, and I think that they were saying that handcuffs were found at or near the scene of these homicides. So, like, he was up for parole, I think they said, in 2025 or 2026. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get it. I know that.
Right.
But if you're up for parole and it's that close, and then you just
start
shooting cops, and then you run, maybe like, if you think you're going to get away, but you didn't get away.
This morning, a new arrest in Idaho after the capture of escaped inmate Skylar Mead and his alleged accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer. Authorities now confirming they have a third person, Tanya Huber, in custody. KTVB reporting the prosecutor says Huber was driving one of the cars when Mead and Umfenauer were arrested. The two men were taken into custody Thursday afternoon in Twin Falls County, nearly 130 miles from where Mead broke free. Investigators are also looking into two separate homicides in northern Idaho that may be connected to the men's escape.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty good evidence. I think
he was ready to get
out
in 2036.
I'm no cop, but I would draw the same conclusion. Oh, he was done in 2036? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw up for parole. Did you see what it said for up for parole?
I saw the other day. Just said he was due to get out in 2036.
Okay, well, they said the other day his parole, he was up for parole in 25 or 26. So, 2036, I get it. That's a pretty long time, but you're going to be in there the rest of your life for sure.
Now you're done.
That's it. It's all over. You are done. Dripping honey. You guys like Drippin' Honey? Do you know Drippin' Honey? Are you familiar with Drippin' Honey?
Yeah, I played in that band.
Drippin' Honey's a rapper.
Yeah, I played in his band.
I thought Lazlo would know her because she's a Michigan rapper. Yeah, and she's saying...
I played in her band.
She's not just a rapper, she's a school teacher, too. Yeah, yeah. Well, I should say she was
my teacher growing up.
She was a school teacher. She was a school teacher at Taylor Preparatory High School.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she got fired. You know why she got fired?
Because her lyrics are filthy.
Because she's dripping honey, because she's a rapper. She mm-hmm. says, sounds to me like there was really, there could have been a few, but it sounds to me like there was really just that one loud, angry parent. She's a rapper, and she's got inappropriate lyrics, and the kids could find out about this. And it worked. Got her fired.
Nobody even knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining. Most high, baby, going crazy like the 80s. The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap. My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. They said erase all your content. That was the ultimatum, erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
Okay, so... obviously, things bother me about this.
I like to hear her song, Drippin' 101.
She's a high school teacher, so it's not like she's
teaching. She was once teacher of the month.
She's been a teacher for 7 years. She was not teaching, Christian kindergarten or anything. She's teaching history in high school, and she'd been doing it for 7 years.
Can we hear Drippin' 101 or not?
Pull up Drippin' 101, Snow Cone. Drippin' Honey. The parent was mad about music videos. And get this. When she gets pulled into the principal's office or the dean's office, whatever, I think she called him the dean, they said, listen, the parent wants to stay anonymous. Well, I feel like you should have a right to face your accuser. But the parent wanted to remain anonymous and just kept complaining to the school. So the school sounds like said, look, the parent doesn't like your music videos. Take your content down. Take the music videos down. It sounded like that could be some sort of, we'll meet you in the middle. Maybe you can still be a rapper, but you got to get the music videos down. And she said, I'm not doing that. I think this is a case for somebody. She's in Michigan. Maybe we should call our buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? We've got a lawyer friend in Michigan now.
Yeah, right.
And you're going to hear from him on this week's episode of Toxic and Problematic.
That's
and,
right.
Hopefully, maybe
she was
one
a teacher of the month.
Teacher of the month. Educator for 7 years. She's damn near tenured. I don't know how
long
it takes to get tenured.
By the way, our lawyer friend emailed me back just now and said that's the best interview he's ever done.
Excellent.
Tell him it was like the 12th best for us.
Yeah, this week. Do you have that song locked and loaded for a snow cone?
Yeah, I'm going to have to edit it, but I can play you
well,
some
is that
of
your
it
job?
Here.
Keep your hand over the edit button.
Here we go. Motown, baby, going crazy like the 80s. I put it flowing out there, bitch, to take it to get running around the city. Owe me money, shit is silly. Buy my money just like 50 hoes. Mad, I got the power and the juice now. Been talking about this shit from the 482 online.
Are you watching the video? You're missing out. I'm just getting started. If I didn't think I'm lying. The money's where my mind at.
I like it.
She's good.
I like it.
She's good. Usually when you hear a story like this and you listen to the song, you're like, oh, boy, you lost your
like
job.
She said her, one of her statements was, this is Motown. This is what we do.
Right. I don't understand. And it's 2024. It's ridiculous is what it is. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how we can help. We can't. I mean, I guess we could talk to a lawyer friend, but I don't think we can help, no.
The Church of Laszlo.
I'm still watching this Drippin' Honey
Me
video.
Too.
She's hot.
I've been watching videos on YouTube. It's going to become
are
a
you
whole
the one that she's
algorithm
doing
now.
In her kitchen?
I'm on a...
With a shredded wheat box above her refrigerator?
I'm a, oh, I saw that one. Saw that one. Yeah. I'm on the hashtag one now. Stay Drippin'. One mic. Yeah, there's a whole playlist.
I like it.
I got Real Bitch coming up next.
Oh, she just gave me the finger.
Yeah. She's, you know, I'm sure she was a good teacher, and I don't think she should have gotten fired from her job, but I think maybe this would be good for a career. It's like someone who gets fired from their job, and then their OnlyFans blows up, and they get rich, you know? Hopefully this will help her music career.
Yeah.
If one of you had a music label, you could sign her. If Lazo wouldn't have tossed that
Dummy.
Label in the trash,
Dummy.
You could help her right now.
All right, are we done?
We're done.
Don't forget to listen to the podcast tomorrow, right?
Yes. It'll be available tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. Toxic and Problematic.
Yep.
We got a guest that we're excited.
And
that was a good
interview.
You
will enjoy it, I promise you.
Yeah.
All right. We're good?
Yep.
Good show, Drippin' Honey. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Hot Shot, you ready?
I hope
a rousing
so.
Thing we call psychic country, right?
Country psychic.
Damn it, I always get it backwards. I'm sorry.
You like to do that with all of our games.
Bam Bam says he can. Nail a country song. You can sing it.
He can get the mood just right. All you have to do is tell him the title of the song. Now, I've gone through. It's getting a little bit harder and harder to find these karaoke versions of country songs.
Okay, so are the artists becoming obscure?
Well, no, but I think I found some good ones for you. But I'm just saying it's getting a little bit harder and harder. I might need some help from some country karaoke guys out there.
Huh? Someone that works at the Red Balloon?
Yeah, something. All right, so here you go. You ready?
Okay.
You want to do your first one?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he's a country psychic. Come on and join the game. He'll sing the words to country songs with nothing but a name.
All right, your first one is by a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to tell me if you know this song.
Okay.
It's Jeanette McCurdy.
I've never heard that name.
You've never heard the name because I found it. Apparently, she's a country singer. And she's also a Nickelodeon star.
Oh.
So she's an American film and television actress in country pop. I want to give you all the clues I can. Singer songwriter. She is best known for her current role as Sam Puckett on iCarly.
She's the blonde girl
from iCarly? Sam on iCarly. And she's also a country pop singer.
Okay. Meredith, do you know who she is?
Now that you say that, yes.
She was born in 1992.
God. I guess that makes her 19.
She's also been in Malcolm in the Middle, Will and Grace, Law and Order.
Malcolm in the Middle? She would have been 4.
Judging Amy. She started when she was 8 on Mad TV. But she is best known as Sam Puckett on iCarly. And she has a song. I don't know if it's a brand new song or if it's an older song.
Okay.
It's called Not That Far Away.
Not That Far Away.
Now, here's the deal. I haven't heard the songs either, and Bam Bam hasn't heard the songs. So.
You say it's just Not That Far Away.
Right. I played you a little bit of the music earlier.
Not That Far Away.
So you at least know what kind of song it is.
Not That Far
Away. But he hasn't heard any of the lyrics or anything.
Okay. Can I hear the intro to it?
Sure.
Okay, good intro there. At least I can hear the intro.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you thinking about? Not That Far Away.
I think Not That Far Away. I think she's not that far away. Like maybe her boyfriend's not that far away or her parents aren't that far away.
Oh, like she's moving
she's
or something?
She's moving away, but she's still not that far away.
Boy, I always think, and I don't want to taint or move you in one direction or not. I haven't heard the lyrics of the song. When I heard it and I knew that it was a Nickelodeon star and it was a country song, I thought like Grandpa died and he's in heaven and heaven's not that far away.
Oh,
that's
God,
what I thought.
You're right. See, I thought the other thing could be I'm not that far away from, you know, living my dreams. You know, I'm not that far away. You know,
all right.
Whatever, something like that.
Hey, it's
like,
up to you.
You never believed in me. You never believed in me, but I'm not that far away.
Right.
But I got to go with gut instinct tells me that
she's moving.
She's just, we're not that far away. But the song doesn't have, it's just not that far away, right? It's not, you're
not that far away. Not that far away.
Not that far away. Not that far away. These girl songs are tough for me. I have a tough time with the Taylor Swifts and these are my kryptonite, but let's give it a shot.
Jeanette McCurdy. The song is called Not That Far Away.
Not That Far Away. Here we go. I believe it goes a little something like this.
Well, when mom and daddy told me to get a job, I never dreamed I'd have to move downtown with Rob. But they said, now it's time to find a place. They said, you're too old to live at home anyway. If there's one thing that my mama'd like to say, it's that, honey, you know, you're not that far away. Now I'm living in the big lights, walking downtown, staying out late at night. I was nervous at first, but I got my groove on. I'm not that far away. I'll be back home one day. I'm living downtown, but not Tuesday. Maybe here, but honey, you need to know I'm not that far away.
Hey, that's really good. So the mom kicked the daughter out. So you got to get your own place.
Right.
She had to move in with a guy named Rob. We didn't get the background on Rob. It would be nice to know a little bit of character development on Rob.
Rob I was looking for something.
I was looking for a little bit of character development on Rob. I don't know who Rob is, but she's living downtown with Rob.
Town with Rob. Maybe it's an uncle. It should have been Uncle Rob. Yeah. Must have rhymed with job or something. Okay, let's hear, what's her face?
Jeanette McCurdy, the real version.
Jeanette McCurdy. Here you go, Meredith. What do you guys think, though? Let's predict.
I thought it was great.
You think I got it? You think I got the idea?
I think you're so far off, but I love your version.
Okay, let's hear it, Meredith. Same music, so that's good. I moved downtown.
City.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I think.
It's her boyfriend. Okay, we got it. I mean,
you
look,
did really good.
I had the mom.
You were moving downtown.
Because she mixed moved all three of our theories.
She moved to California.
But she was moving. She was far away. I understood that she was far away from her boyfriend and her mom.
Yes.
But she was also, as I said earlier, I think she was chasing a dream, maybe.
Yes, she was. She said she's chasing a dream. And she said, Mama, I know you don't. So instead of the mom kicking her out, she left.
But damn
close. I thought your take on the mom kicking her out was an awkward one. Like Mama said, you have to go get a
she's
job.
She's trying to make you grow up, you know. That's what moms do. They force you to move out.
I get it. I liked her take a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm still interested in Rob. I'd like you to.
It's her uncle.
If you could at least write me like a quick couple of, you know, just a quick couple of sentences on who Rob is.
That's in the next part of the song.
I'm just interested. I'd like to know more about Rob.
If you had the whole album, there's an entire song called Uncle Rob. It's the first track.
I never thought I'd have to move downtown with Rob.
That's her uncle.
With Rob. Yeah. I was like, Rob.
Well, it rhymed with
Mama
job.
Mama said, go get a
what
job.
Else
I'm living downtown with Rob.
I almost said with the mob, but that doesn't make any sense for her to live with the mob. So I thought, I don't know where I'm going to go. Just make it Bob or Rob, because at least that could be an uncle. That can be excused. The mob, I don't understand how a country girl gets involved with the mob and why her parents would kick her out and force her to get involved with the mob. I played it safe. And guys, I'd say 50% accurate.
Hey, I thought you were really good. I actually liked your song better. I thought you pulled it off better.
Okay, good.
You had a lot more confidence in your voice
than
she did.
It's been so long since we've done Country Psychic. My confidence was low before this, but now I feel my confidence coming back. So what's the next one?
All right, the next one is a guy, you probably know his name, Brad Paisley.
Okay, I've heard of him. I don't know what he looks like. Have we done Brad Paisley before?
I don't know. He's a country guy. Like he's not a Nickelodeon guy. He's been around for a long time.
Oh, is this the guy you showed me? He wears that cowboy hat and everything. And
yes. He had his first album was in 1999, and this album came out in 2011. So, and he's got a greatest hits.
Okay, so he's a little past my country time.
And I'll show you right here if you want to take a little looky-loo right here. He's got on a blazer and a white cowboy hat.
Well,
I mean, he's a
that guy.
He's a country guy.
I've seen that guy before.
He was the 2010 Country Music Association Awards Entertainer of the Year.
If you showed me that picture, I would say that's Kenny Chesney. I know he looks very familiar, and I get them all confused, but that guy definitely looks like a star.
Yeah, he's a star. He was Entertainer of the Year.
Entertainer of the Year. All right, what have we got here?
The song is called This Is Country Music. Is Country Music.
That seems easy
by
enough.
Brad Paisley.
Just sing about stuff that's country music. Can I hear the intro, please?
Yeah, you can hear the music.
Okay. Oh, it's a slow song. Is this the right music, Meredith? Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, it's a slow song. Okay.
And I'm trying to look here. Yeah, This Is Country Music is the title track from his album. Apparently, I'm reading about it. Apparently, he played it. He debuted the title track from the album on the 44th CMA Awards on November 10th, 2010. The response from the fans was so positive that Paisley decided to finish the studio recording and ship it to radio. So this must be a very popular song. Now, he's collaborated with other artists on the record, including Don Henley, Cher, and Sheryl Crow. So I don't know what that tells you. I don't know anything about it.
He's a country guy. Well, this sounds like a country song, so this is easy. I'll just sing about country stuff.
It's called This Is Country Music, and it's Brad Paisley.
You guys ready? I know exactly how it goes, because I'm a country psychic. It goes a little something like this. Tractor pulls and pickup trucks and drinking before noon. Putting on our cowboy hats and drinking at the saloon.
Nice.
Making booze in the backyard and owning property.
Always with the
property. It may seem awfully silly to you, but that means a lot to me. We may not be the smartest bunch of folks you've ever met, but we go to church with our kids and we tuck them into bed. 'Cause this is country. This is country music. Huh? What do you guys think?
Come on. I don't know. I'm guessing you're way far off on that.
Why? This is country music.
Tucking your kids in.
Hold on. I will tell you something.
If you're right, I will eat my words.
I will tell you something. I have, in every country music song I've heard.
You use property.
Okay. I couldn't think of anything wrong. I knew you guys would make fun of me, and that's why I laughed when I said it. But I couldn't think of anything. But the tractors, trucks, booze, cowboy hats. Every country song I've heard on TV, when I see it on CMT, they mention tractors and trucks.
All right. Well, I'm here. I'm curious to hear how this goes. If you got Brad Paisley,
it's country music. So, what do you think it's about?
I thought maybe it was, and I could be totally wrong. I don't know. I'm not the country psychic. I may have went the way of, you know, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, more of a tribute song.
Oh,
but this is country music.
You're right.
I don't know.
These kids are singing songs about
with Jeanette McCurdy in them.
Right. Taylor Swift may sell records, but that don't make her right.
Right.
Oh, no, you're right.
I don't know if that's the case, but
that's what I would have done. You're totally right. All right, Meredith, let's hear it. What's his name? Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley.
1, 2, 3.
I didn't think about doing that. I should add one of those.
You're not supposed to say the word cancer.
What?
In a song.
What?
And telling folks that Jesus is the answer.
Oh, my God.
No.
Rub them wrong.
We're both wrong. He's saying, hey, it's all right to be a tea party.
It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little town.
Boom! 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 Tractors! It's in every song! Every song!
This is country music.
What did I miss?
We do.
I count that!
Do you like
Not only did he say it, one. I told you he would say
he
it.
You just turned him off too, and he said, do you like to drink a cold one?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I
know one could have guessed it's cancer or whatever.
No.
But
you're right.
Tractors.
You're right.
And I said take my kids to church. He said Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus said.
That is the same difference. That is the same difference.
It's good.
I told you. There is not a single I dare you to find a song on CMT's website that does not feature tractors or trucks sang by a man.
I give that a 70%.
Yeah, you did good.
Tractors and trucks.
I like your first song better, I have to be honest.
With Rob?
I'm still interested in Rob. I really...
Look,
I want to know who Rob is.
I also
I'm trying to picture Rob. Is Rob... Because Rob lives in the city, but does he have cowboy boots on, or is Rob a hipster? And she's a country girl, and she ends up moving in with Rob. Like, I never thought I'd move in with Rob. But here I am with Rob. But Mama, don't you worry, because I'm going. I love it. I love the first song.
I also do original music. Maybe, maybe next week I'll premiere
Your
Uncle
first...
Rob, my first original country.
His uncle? I was thinking Rob. It's her boyfriend. If it's her boyfriend, it's Rob.
Well, Mom would not force her to move out with her boyfriend. Moms don't do that.
Yeah.
In order for
maybe
this...
Rob's her brother.
No, it could have been her brother.
I like the title Uncle Rob better, though, because I think Uncle Rob was helping her everything to find a job, Uncle, get into business. But then he touched her and did something terrible or he hit her. Right.
Yeah.
There's endless possibilities with Uncle.
All right. You ready for your last song for Country Psychic?
Okay.
I know you know this guy. You may even know this song.
Okay. Who is it?
It's Tim McGraw.
Ooh, you got to be careful. I know a lot of Tim McGraw. Is it I Want to Live Where the Green Grass Grows?
No, it's called Felt Good on My Lips.
Okay, I don't know that. Is that really what it's called?
It's called Felt Good on My Lips.
Felt Good on My Lips, okay.
This one was hard to find, but I got it. Tim McGraw, Felt Good on My Lips. And you know all about Tim McGraw, right?
Yes, he's devastatingly gorgeous.
And if you pull that for a cross promote, I'll be so pissed. If all I hear is Tim McGraw, Felt Good on My Lips. If that's all I hear, the Church of Laszlo, I'm not going to be okay with that. You need any more information?
I know.
Want to hear a little bit of the music?
I've been in homes where Tim McGraw albums were owned. Let's put it that way. I haven't owned them, but my brother listened to them. He does I'm an Indian Outlaw, right? Yeah. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My mama, she's a Chippewa. She's one of a kind. Something. I'm close with that. Mm-hmm. And I Want to Live Where the Green Grass Grows, which we used for...
Hey, this song went to number one on the U.S. country songs, too.
Oh, is it old?
I've never heard it. Some of these are so hard. It went number one in November of 2010.
I feel like I know what Tim McGraw sings about, though, because I know three of his songs, so I think I can get this. Can I hear
number one single between January and January 22nd of 2011, so it's not that old.
Oh, so it's new. Okay, can I hear a little bit of the music, please?
Sure.
Go ahead, Meredith. Is this the intro? This is the whole song?
It's a song.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Why are you nervous?
Huh?
Why are you nervous?
Because it's... Oh, no.
What?
Because Tim McGraw is kind of a pop singer, and that song doesn't have... You heard Brad Paisley went one, two, three. And then had a perfect intro. It's a country song. This makes Country Psychic hard because this guy's kind of a pop singer. And I know Tim McGraw probably sings about being down by the river with a barbecue stain. But what is the name of the song? But it felt good on his lips? It feels good on my lips?
Felt good on my lips.
Yeah.
It felt good on my lips?
No, just felt good on my lips. I don't know if he says it.
Felt good on my lips. Felt good on my lips. Okay. I hope there's a chorus somewhere. You guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Tim McGraw as a country psychic. I tell you, this is how the song goes without ever hearing it. Met her at the carnival right about noon. She said, honey, you look good. Let's go back to my room. I said, well, that sounds like fun. We can have a good time. She said, honey, I've been listening to you on the jukebox with my dime. And I don't know when we're gonna get back, but I'd like to give love and a crack. And maybe we can go eat some funnel cake on our way back downtown. We can take your truck into town. Oh, I can't do it.
No, come
There's
on
no
now.
There's no chorus. There's no chorus.
You're gonna start over. Start over.
There's no chorus. Well, I forgot the name of the song too while I was singing
Felt
it.
Felt good on my lips.
Felt good on my lips. I've
now you
kind
of worked it out a little bit. We'll give you time.
They're down at the. I figure out they're at the carnival.
Why they're always downtown?
That no, he's always at a carnival.
And then
he's
they're going downtown.
All right. No, they're going back to his room. I got
from
this.
Downtown. You used downtown again.
I did.
Is Rob there?
You did use downtown.
I said downtown.
Is Rob there? Why is Rob there again? You said we'll eat some funnel cake as we head back downtown or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Let's try it. There's just no intro. This is impossible. Here we
all
go.
Right, let's go.
Tim McGraw. Met her at the carnival right about noon. I said, honey, you look good. We should get a room. She said, sounds nice. I like your style. I haven't been with a real cowboy in a while. So we drove back to my place by the lake. I told her she could give my hand to take. And I brought her inside and gave her a kiss. And I can tell you one thing, I know this. She tasted good on my lips. She tasted really, really good on my lips. Oh, she sure felt good on my lips.
Honey, you feel good on my lips. Maybe let me give your trousers a kiss.
Give your trousers. And why are you saying she tastes good? I just don't know that that flies on the wolf.
She tastes good on my lips. That's really, what the name
really,
of the song
really
was.
Tastes good. It felt good on my lips.
Felt good. Damn it. I keep forgetting the name of the song. She tastes good on my lips.
I just feel like you went straight to cunnilingus. He met her at a carnival, took her to the lake, and performed cunnilingus on her. No, that song should be called cunnilingus.
She kissed him. She kissed him.
And then he went
she
straight.
Said, no, then she said, maybe I could give
your hand a take. I don't even know what that means.
Your trousers a kiss. He said, this is my hand for you.
I think
to
she
take.
Might have been with a man, too. I'm not exactly sure.
No,
Tim McGraw's with a man?
A guy.
I know,
he
but was he with a man?
At the carnival. He said, let's go back
Why
to my
Why does he
room.
Want to kiss his
We're
trousers?
We're drinking before noon. She says, I haven't seen a cowboy in a long
Where's
while.
Where's Rob?
Rob's downtown.
Where the hell is Rob?
He's downtown. Tim McGraw doesn't live downtown. He lives by the lake. I said that. His place by the lake. Now, this is my hand for you to take. Or something. That's what I was going for. Honey, you sure taste good on my lips. Maybe you could give my trousers a kiss.
All right.
I'm guessing he doesn't
I would have went
that.
Totally different.
But, guys,
but I don't
the
know
basic
about it.
Theme of this
I
song
I would have
is...
went with your original forecast. What you said all songs are about.
Trucks and tractors.
And whiskey. Doesn't whiskey taste good on his lips? Why
it's
is he kissing
Tim
trousers?
McGraw. It's Tim McGraw.
I think it's about whiskey.
He's not kissing trousers. She was going to kiss trousers. And Tim McGraw always sings about meeting a girl down at the lake or somewhere. It's always a summertime. Jeremy, back me up. Jeremy's in there. Do you like Tim McGraw? Every song's about a barbecue stain and watching the green grass
All right,
grow.
But maybe you're right.
But bottom line is, I'm not a freestyle rapper, okay? And that was a fast song. And... The theme is correct. He's with a girl. She's new to town. He met her at the carnival.
Can we get t-shirts made that just say, Where's Rob?
Yes.
Can we please get t-shirts that say that? Where's Rob?
Will you agree that my theme is right?
I think your theme's wrong. I think he's talking
She's
about
new.
Booze.
She's new.
I think he's talking about tractors and booze.
You think Taste Good on My Lips is about alcohol? Not Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Brad Paisley maybe or the guy that did, with the puppet
Aldean?
Song.
I called him Aldean.
Jason Aldean.
Aldean.
One of those guys. Alan
All right,
Jackson,
let's listen
maybe.
To it.
Okay. I think he met her at the carnival. He's never met her before.
Oh, it's a live version.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit.
Oh, he does the chorus here.
It felt good on my lips.
It felt
made
good.
Out with an
this is pornographic, yes.
He did make out with an immigrant, you're right.
Make out with the Spaniard. All right, guys.
I think you got it.
Let's recap here real quick.
I think you got it.
The first time around, you stopped me, but I said, been listening to you on the jukebox.
You did. You had a jukebox, and you said, let's go get it on.
Get it on. And what did he do? She took him by the arm. Did you hear that? Did
you guys hear that? You wanted her to give her a hand take.
Hand take.
Didn't know how to make it rhyme, but I tried to give her my hand on the way to the house.
Yeah.
She grabbed his arm on the way in.
Yeah.
That's a win. Now, I know you guys like the first song the best, but that Tim McGraw song is a hard one.
I like the second song. I like the second one.
You did too? I like Brad Paisley.
The first one was good. The first one was where it was at.
You just love Rob.
I love the whole thing. I love the whole idea that the mom kicked her out. I thought the first one was really good.
I think this week was a lot better than last time we did. I think last time we did, I only got one sort of... I at least had themes for all three of these songs, which only proves my theory.
I think you hit the themes.
I hit all the themes.
Yeah.
The first song, there was more to the theme, but I told you I would get the themes.
I love it. I just opened up the text line, and all I see is the first one says, Rob is mopping that bowl.
Whoever that mop the bowl guy is.
I love
my favorite
him. That's
listener.
Great.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.